Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on the heavenly versus the earthly. Now, last week we started talking about how we are born from above, or what some people say, born again. But Jesus was not, repeat, not talking about a rebirthing from out of our mother. Oh no, Jesus was talking about a spiritual birth from above. In the King James Version of the Bible, John chapter 3 and verse 3, it is written, born again. But the translator should have used the words from the Greek, which is born from above. Thus, we must be born from above. That is, we must receive that which is not of this world. To put it plainly, we must receive from the outside of us, from the outside of this world, a new life that comes from above to dwell in us. Let me say that again. We must receive from the outside of us, from the outside of this world, a new life that comes from above to dwell in us. Now we must catch the significance of that. Being born from above is not a matter of God taking something that is supposedly to bring out the best of us. Oh no, as Joel Osteen and others like him teach on TV or YouTube or social media. Oh no. Nor is it a matter of getting a new religion. No, it's not a matter of turning over a new leaf or of getting a fresh start. Nope, all of that is not what being born from above is. It is a matter of receiving from above, of receiving that which is from God and not of us or of this world. It is a matter of receiving what is not of us into us, that we receive eternal life in a person by the name of Jesus Christ, who comes to dwell within us and is joined to our spirit. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6 and 7, but he, that would be us, that is joined unto the Lord, that's little L-O-R-D, that would be Christ, is one spirit. In other words, our spirit and Christ's spirit is joined together at the very second that we are born from above. Again, the very second we truly believe in the finished work Jesus completed on the cross to redeem us of our sin nature, we are born from above. However, we do need to clearly account for and understand this critical requirement if we are to be truly born from above. We must relinquish our old life. Let me say that again. We must relinquish our old life. Jesus said that you must be born of water and of spirit. To be born of water, and Nicodemus, who he was talking to in John 3 and 3, would have known this. It was not to be baptized in water. Baptism alone will not save anybody. Let me say that again. Baptism alone in water will not save anybody. Nowhere in the scriptures does it say that water baptism will save us. Nope, it doesn't. To be baptized means to enter into a watery grave, symbolic of the relinquishing of one's old life. In short, if we are to be raised with Christ, we must be baptized into his death. And we can see that in Romans 6, verses 3 through 5. Many denominations like the UPC, I would say more the Pentecostal sects, teach that you have to be baptized in water and you have to speak in tongue and all this other stuff. They refer to it as a second work of grace. Well, that's not true. There's only one work of grace. There's no need for a second work of grace to be saved. Well, all I have to say about that is camel cookies. That is not what Jesus and Paul said. You know, we cannot have two lives or be two creatures when we are born from above. Nope. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now notice, wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, stop, look, and listen. All things have become new. And now we can understand and see an incredible distinction between the new life, the life in Christ, and the old life, our natural life. Wow, that's right, our natural life, that earthly life. We can see between soul and spirit, between that which is of Christ and that which is of us. The two are not to be confused. And if we have never realized or understood this meaning, then this reality, my friend, you may not be born from above. Millions of Christians go to church every time the doors are open. They sing in the choir, they give money, they help the pastor out, but still are lost in their sins. As I said, the two are not to be confused. They are two entirely separate spiritual realms. Indeed, of the two entirely opposite realms. Let me say that again. They are two opposite realms, two opposite spiritual realms. One heavenly and one is earthly. One of God and one is of the flesh. This is a distinction and a truth that is shown all throughout the scriptures. In John 8:23, Jesus told the disciples and all that follow him, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of the world, I am not of this world." In John 3:30 through 31, Jesus says, "He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speak of the earth. He that cometh from heaven," that would be Jesus, "is above all." Wow. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:47 through 49, "The first man, Adam, is of the earth." He is earthly. And I would say all that are not born from above is earthly. The verse continues, "The second man is of the Lord," little L-O-R-D, "who would be Jesus." Wow, from heaven. Wow. Paul continues in verses 48 and 49, "As is the earthly, such are, and they also that are beneath," or earthly, "and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly." Wow. Verse 49, "And as we have borne the image of the earth, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." Now, I really like that. Amen. My friend, the joining of Jesus Christ to our human spirit is the new creation in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. The joining of Jesus Christ to our human spirit is that new creation in Christ Jesus. We saw that in 1 Corinthians 6 and 17. This is the seed of salvation. And if you do not believe this, then guess what, my friend? You are not saved. It is what being born from above is. It is essentially that which is heavenly. It is Christ in us. Wow, Christ in us, which is our hope of glory. It is of the Spirit of God. And note that if the joining of Christ to our spirit is the new creation, and which it is, my friend, please know that everything outside of that new creation is not, repeat, not the new creation. Nope. Everything outside of our union with Christ remains earthly. It remains natural, and it is of us, or is it of the flesh? It is of our soul. The great need today is for us to spiritually discern the difference in us. In order to do so, we have to spiritually discern him. Wow. Great need for us to discern the difference. And to be able to do that, we must be able to discern Christ himself. Amen. Next week, we will look at the purpose of God in all of this, the purpose of God in all of this. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you're getting it. If you ever have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 910-382-9287. I'm here to answer your questions and share deeper things if you need to. But the important thing is you must get this being born from above. if you don't get and understand being born from above here and here in the conversation as you just had with Nicodemus, I'm afraid, my friend, you're probably not saved. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.